pretty good. How was your day?
Pretty good. It was slow, but it was okay.
Pretty good. Uneventful. That's the way I like it.
Wasn't any drama, but I could have stood to use a little more business.
The fuel, right?
Yeah. Well, it's coming down in a couple areas, but going up in others. So I don't know what the deal is with fuel right now.
Up here in Lyman, it's still in the 290s, and then over there in Taylor's, it's 260.
Fuel, you got anywhere from 306 to 349.
Well, it doesn't make no sense. We'll never figure it out.
Say something on your radio.
If it changed anything that I know of, what's wrong with it?
It's got a hum on it. And it's like it will quit transmitting and come right back.
I can't say I've changed anything. It's exactly like it was. I can check a couple of things, I guess, when I get home.
Well, that time was much better. But before, it had a hum on it.
Spots along here that I think are kind of bad for it, because I can notice that the squelch meter goes up a little bit, like you're running into some interference.
Probably all it is, then. I wouldn't worry too much about it.
It's the antennas on this thing.
Got that little tram on there, don't you?
Just a little, it's an NMO mount, but it's only like 18 inches tall, but I think it's some kind of generic brand.
Whatever it was, just like a tram.
Hey, with the one you were talking about.
Just a straight 18-inch piece of stainless steel, don't you?
Yeah, Roger.
Several companies that make that same antenna.
It's the one I used to have on the truck before I tore it up.
To those compact antennas. Is what they're called. They're only about 8-10 inches high.
Those.
The one of them, Eric, the guy down in Florida that you were telling about on YouTube, he does a bunch of comparisons on them.
It looks like just a 1-inch round black piece, about 6 or 8 inches tall.
Yeah, something like that. They have two versions of it, a dual bander and a tri-bander.
On a lot of police cars.
And they're designed to work right on the edge of whatever metal surface, not in the middle, on the edge.
Spend a whole year's worth of paychecks on radio stuff.
It wouldn't be hard to do, would it?
And I'll send you a little thing I took a snapshot of. You'll appreciate it when I get to the house.
Call him this afternoon when you get there?
Yesterday and today.
Your time for you.
I got to string a few Christmas lights in on the front of the house. Man, that gas went down to 269.
Depends on the last time they bought fuel. But if you hold your prices up there, you're not going to sell any. And then you're going to have to come down anyway. So I don't know. I don't know what the deal is.
91 when it went by this morning.
A fresh load of fuel in for a lot cheaper.
Really gouging them BMW employees on the price of their premium there.
7-Eleven down on the corner of 290 and Wade Hampton.
Yeah, 80 in Wade Hampton. Their premium is 70 cents more than their regular. Everybody else is it's 80 cents more than their regular, and everybody else is just 30 cents more.
Tourism for you. Make a dollar while you can.
Borderline price gouging.
But if somebody will pay it, I mean, what do you do?
Yeah, they just hide because they're, you know, it's the main cut through for all the BMWs, and all everybody that's got a lease car has to run, you know what I mean, the higher test fuels.
It's a little early today.
What time? 4 o'clock.
You're closer to the house than usual.
Yep, it seems a little bit light, but about to get to the part of Wade Hampton where it comes to screeching halt, usually.
25, getting ready to make the climb up the mountain.
Fun as heavy as your truck is.
Not too bad in this truck. You can maintain about 50 mile an hour up through there, which is faster than the trucks, but not as fast as the cars. Light out here this afternoon, too. I mean, there isn't hardly any cars on the road at all with me right now.
Yeah, maybe everybody took an extra day off or something.
So you going to try to work the radio this weekend?
Susan has to work. It'll be raining. Can't do much outside. Just depends on if it's, you know, if it's pretty heavy storm or lightning in the area, I probably won't fire it up.
And all that, I'll probably do the same thing. So I'll let you know if I am.
Radio tore up all over, you know what I mean? Won't take but one little lightning strike, and heck, lightning can be miles away.
Tearing radio up over, they're too expensive for that.
Find parts to get it fixed, and it probably wouldn't be fixable anyway.
The truth. Put up on this end of the where I'm heading.
Should be a chance of showers tomorrow, but I think it's just spotty hit and miss.
You're dropping already. I'm about halfway up the mountain.
I'm up too much today, I think. Only in the low 50s down here, wasn't it?
I didn't really look. I know it never got real warm. It stayed kind of cool.
Shirt on all day, but if I was in the sun, it wasn't too bad. But once you get in the shade, a little bit of breeze, yeah, it was pretty cool.
I'm crossing the state line, so if you want to, we're going to have to jump over to the other repeater.
I'll catch you there, KN4 TFW.
KO4 HX, I'll work with.